Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Big Dre. I'm in B-Town. I listen to Faith Walker, EMG.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the one.
Y'all clowns are faster than just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a Faith Walker. Checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what
the kingdom for the
dead got for roses. Hey, this is Rod C, CEO of Walkville Records, and I stay tuned in to EMG Radio listening to my boy Faith Walker.
Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas. And every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Labyrinth, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Yeah.
This is for Tashawn E. Allen, and while releasing my thoughts to paper, I listen to Faith Walker the Lazarus on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, EMG Radio.
It's your boy DJ Young Hope. You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope. Twitter, Young Hope 503. And remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Lenin Halaya, a.k.a. Dr. Intimacy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio, Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. You ought to listen too.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, where we preview the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Lazarus, Minister Faith Walker. Going down, EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring to you the very best in gospel music, nationally, regionally, and locally. So for the next few minutes, you're going to pretend to take a ride on our gospel mix, worldwide famous gospel mix, coming to you live on the ones and twos. So now just kick back and our guests is in the building. We're going to rock out in a few minutes. So just kick back. I'll be right back. EMG Radio.
We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too. We be the blessed. We the blessed. That's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it.
Behold, he is coming, rest in skies at your ease. Riding on the clouds, unannounced like a thief. The chosen in his hands, redeemed from the street. According to Revelation 3, verse 3. Revelatory knowledge, holy instrumental. Spirit inside, his fire been rekindled. Can't jump seven candlesticks if you're nimble. Since he overcame made pillars in the temple. His name on my hand, life in his scripture. Flowing through John eyes, revelatory vision. Lamb on Mount Zion, book of life is written. New earth falling like a grown man tripping. Walk in unity, the word is the first truth. New Jerusalem, come and make the earth new. Putting on the sun. Dropping off this
curse
to redeem the
mom,
man. Revelation
reveal
his first fruit.
But God joined together, let no man put us under. His thoughts was one with his word, became thunder. The revelations of God, the spirit made.
living word on the horse, and everybody took cover. The great tribulation, everybody gonna wonder. Rappers miss the rapture in the horn of the thunder. Who can you run through when it's brother versus brother? The book of Revelation revealed by the son of thunder. I was in the spirit after Sabbath. Then the Lord day, he washes from my sins, purified his own way. But holy come up a cloud, every eye shall see him. Didn't want to be him, being one, so to flee him. Then I saw the land open up under the seals. Four beasts chanting, come and see if this is real. By the fifth seal, you see the souls of the man that was slain for the word of God in the sand. Sixth seal, earthquake, moon became blood. This the day of wrath, repent, this is pure love. Seventh seal broke silence almost about an hour. Four angels on earth, corner with the power. Amen's blessing, glory and wisdom. 144,000 standing at attention. I ain't got no reason to hunger thirst anymore. This apostle John revelator at the shore. But God joined together, let no man put us under. His thoughts was one with his word, became thunder. The revelations of God, the spirit man hungers. Living word on the horse and everybody took cover. The great tribulation, everybody gonna wonder. Rappers miss the rapture in the horn of the thunder. Who can you run through when it's brother versus brother? The book of Revelation revealed by the son of thunder.
Draw me close.
Don't it feel like God ain't close to me, he distant like he overseas. I'm kissing on my broken dreams, goodbye, I'm close as hopeless seems. I'm soaking, float, I'm choking, hoping for what hope may bring. The morning ain't a given, but I'm hoping for what can't be seen. Don't it feel like God ain't close to me, he distant like he overseas. I'm kissing on my broken dreams, goodbye, I'm close as hopeless seems. I'm soaking, float, I'm choking, hoping for what hope may bring. The morning ain't a given, but I'm hoping for what can't be seen. My life's a mess and every day I feel alone. I try to seek the media, but media, they leave me wrong. I try to speak, but I can't leak nothing but groans. I'm searching for the light, but all is dark within my storms. I'm round and round and I'm up and down. I touch the skies and I hit the ground. I'm by myself and I'm in the crowd. I feel so lost, but I wanna be found. I hear you can't take people in their brokenness. I'm no good and I know the risk. I right now put my hope in him.
Beyond the veil.
My God is so good. He can't do no wrong.
Sometimes we're quick to forget our past. Knowing if I throw the stone that your house is made of glass. Yes, just not let ye be judged. At least that's what I heard. Everything will work out when you just line up with the word. Yeah, I knew this young boy and he just came home from jail. Everybody's talking about how this boy was gonna fail, yeah. Thank God this boy didn't listen. He prayed and went out on a mission. Not to lose, but to prove that through God everyone can make a change. See, it's a new day, yeah. When you line up with the Lord.
See, it's a new day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
Yeah,
see, it's a new day.
I know
on and it makes you feel so good inside.
New day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
Yeah.
Cartel exclusive.
The takeover. Volume 1.
Mr. Cartel, pay attention.
Life got its ups and downs, but you gotta stay focused. Jesus in the crowd, and God is the hostess. He always looking at the camera, never out of focus.
Now they tune into the greatest Christian Cartel. Rebel Music, Volume 1.
Hey, DJ, bring it back. Christian Cartel. Rebel Music, Volume 1. Here we go.
Bring that back, bring that back, bring that back.
Down, but you gotta stay focused. Jesus in the crowd, and God is the hostess. He always looking at the camera, never out of focus. Her music is the team, and we in one motion. The Lord is my shield, and we living in the battle. And I feel no evil, see no evil, never listen to them people. But the preacher, cause he the best with the speaker. And you standing outside like a preacher.
Take a ride on the ark. I'm calling all the boys, Christian Cartel, Rebel Music, all my dogs on one accord. My team winning, but we ain't keeping score. Rebel Music, Volume 1, finna drop 2, 3, and 4. Told my mama 2 years ago this YouTube gon' take. But now was that time, and it's really worth that wait. Real recognize real, so I know they gon' relate. Reppin' TCRM till I hit them heaven gates.
Gospel program. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker, the Lazarus. Definitely pleased to be making your acquaintance on this Sunday, the Lord's Day, in full effect. I trust y'all had a good day at church. I trust that y'all received the word with gladness. Before we go any further, if you ain't got your praise on right now, if you ain't rocking out right now, something wrong with you. If you got past all that, then you might be a man or a woman of God, or you might just need God in your life on tonight. But let's go ahead and sanctify everything in its proper perspective. Father God, we come humbly before you, Lord God. We bow down, Lord God, and we empty ourselves out right now, God. And we ask, Lord God, that you take full control of this broadcast, Lord God. Lord God, we just release the angels on this broadcast tonight, Lord God. Take full authority over everything that's not like you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, anoint us, Lord God, for the exclusive use of your people tonight, Lord God. For those who are here by divine assignment, Lord God, we just declare, decree, Lord God, that the angels, Lord God, are taking authority over the airwaves, smart phones, iPads, Lord God, Galaxy phones, Lord God, laptop computers, desktops, Lord God. We just declare and agree that peace will be still on tonight, Lord God, and everything is under the subjection of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ on here tonight. So we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to get into our scripture reading for tonight. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm just flipping pages, and I'm just going to go with this. St. John chapter 10. Amen. St. John chapter 10, Jesus says in verse 18, he said, no man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you have been blessed by the scripture reading of St. John chapter 10, verse 18, about laying it down, having the power to lay it down. God, you're speaking to somebody tonight. You got to have power over your situation, amen. You got to have power to lay that thing down. Lay it down at the altar. Get redeemed. He redeemed me from the curse of the law in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So just trust and believe that God is in full control. And I ain't come to preach you a sermon. I trust you should have had the word, amen, or you should have a confirmed word in your spirit. But right now, the number for tonight is 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416. Amen. Just a recap of EMG Radio. I think last Sunday we had the man of God. We had the Chosen Brothers on the broadcast. Amen. I'm talking about the Stellar Award nominees, the Rhythm and Gospel nominees, and also the Chosen Brothers out of Tennessee. Man, we had Teddy Church up Sunday, up in here last Sunday. Amen. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back in the archive on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. You go there and you listen to the episode, man. We got it in. We got it in for the Lord. We got our praise on. We dancing in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And on Monday, we had the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. The word was definitely in full effect on that broadcast. We had a blessed time, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, with Apostle Tyson, amen. I mean, he has a passion for the apostolic, amen. This man has been doing it for about 30 years, amen. He's not no fly-by-night, amen. He's been doing it for a while. Amen. So we rocked out with the Apostle, amen. And now on this upcoming next, tomorrow, which is Monday, your Mantle of God Empowerment Program, it will be a record-breaking night on tomorrow night. We will have the prophet of God, Sean Morris, from Sean Morris International. He will be in the building. This man has rocked out with Benny Hinn. I mean, this man has prophesied a little bit of everybody. The word of God will be released in accuracy and precision on tomorrow night at 9. So find yourself back here. You need a word for your situation. Make sure you are back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. It will go down. Amen. So right now, at this present time, amen, our special guest in the building, amen, just an introduction, man. I mean, we got the queen in the building. I'm talking about, amen, this woman of God, amen. She hails from what I call Forever Lord Always. I'm talking about FLA, Florida. Lakeland, I mean, she's a scribe. I mean, a soul survivor. I mean, her hair's a crown, no weave added. Natural sister, her pain allows her to paint anointed words on canvas. I'm talking about the queen, poetess, Shamfini Allen. How you doing, sister?
Hey, I'm blessed.
Amen, amen. It's an honor and privilege for you to be rocking out with us on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, first of all, for those who may not know you, just tell them a little bit about yourself. Just tell them where you're from, where you were originally born at.
I was born and raised in Lakeland, Florida, and that's where I still reside.
Amen, amen. Now, before we get into your poetry on the night, your spoken word, I mean, have you always been writing poetry? What were some of your early inspirations for doing the spoken word?
The first poem I wrote, I was a young mother, and I didn't know if the father was going to be around or whatever. And the way things were going, I just felt like I would write a poem for my son and let him know that I would always be there if no one else would. And that's pretty much what got my poetry started.
So let me get this right. So the pain was inspiration for the words that you put on the canvas. So how does a person take the pain that they may have gone through and just translate it into a blessing in the lives of other people?
Well, when you're writing, you know what you've been through, and it's just a way of expressing it, because not all the time when you talk to others that they really want to listen or hear what you have to say. So when you write it on paper, there's nobody there but you and God. And when you're putting it on paper, God sees your heart. And God gives me the words to put on paper.
Amen, amen, amen. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Got the queen in the building, poetess, Shamfini Allen, amen. Definitely all my poetess listening in, amen. And especially if you got a cousin, auntie, uncle, they be writing poems, definitely have them call in, amen. They can get their shout out on if they got any projects coming out. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, we are going to do some poetry for the kingdom. It's here, it's in the building, amen. So definitely let your people know, amen. We got the gospel spoken word in the building on here tonight. Amen. Amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what I want to ask you is that, now, you got a spoken word project coming out, or you're releasing you're releasing songs or spoken word pieces individually. Let the people know what's going on.
Well, with the spoken word pieces, the plan is to get them all on the CD and in book form. Trying to give myself a deadline of probably within the next couple of months, I want to finish product of CD. And then the book, I'm still working on the book. The book is going to come later.
Okay, okay. Well, we're about to get into one of your spoken word pieces, amen. Tell us about Loving You.
Loving You was the inspiration behind Loving You. It came because some people think if you serve God, your life is over. You can't have fun. There is no joy in, you know, serving God.
Right.
So Loving You is just to let you know that, you know, how could somebody not love God?
Mm.
And if you've been hurt or if you're going through anything, then Loving You, you got to pick it up and you got to love God. And God will never turn his back on you. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. And so many of us have been hurt, and so many people have walked in out of, you know, our lives to Loving You. God is always there for you.
Mm. You heard it here playing. Listen, we about to get into the track right now. Amen. Definitely after the track, y'all can definitely call in for your church roll call, represent your church, represent your overseer, amen, and definitely ask the woman of God any question you may have concerning a spoken word piece, amen, or you a poetess yourself, amen, definitely call in. We'll show you some love on here tonight. This is all about the kingdom poetess, amen. Y'all got a voice tonight. Let's get into it right now, Loving You by the queen poetess, Shawnfinney Allen. Let's go.
Breath. You gave, because of you, I was made. How could Loving You be so wrong when you sit so high upon the heavenly throne? You're the Alpha, Omega, the Most High is God. How can one not love you with all of thy heart? The woes of this world have never been greater than you. And the reason so many of us are lost? Well, it's because we're not seeking you. You're the arms to my umbrella, the one that keeps me covered, the sun that keeps me shining, and your word keeps me grinding. You say have no other gods before you, yet this is the very thing the corrupt world teaches and shows us to do. If only we could get a good grip on the good book that teaches us about you, blinded eyes will be open, blocked hearts will begin flowing. Did they not teach you as kids that in Jesus you'll always have a friend? Trust and obey. Let God lead the way. He'll grace you with his love each and every day.
I like that. 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 You had it in miniskirt form, amen. It's attractive, short, and to the point, amen. Amen. It looks like we got a caller on the line right now, and it looks like they brought the whole family with them, amen. Caller, you're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. May I have your name, please?
Peace Nuts.
How you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Okay, okay. You got the queen in the building, definitely, Shawnfinney Allen. You got any questions for the spoken word artist on the night?
What got her started in poems?
They started doing poetry again, just being broken, being hurt. And it was just a way to express.
Okay. Hey, brother, can you turn your
man,
we got a lot of feedback on, man. We got a live broadcast going on. Okay. I guess his question was, you know, where you get your inspiration and all of that. You heard the question you asked, Queen?
Yeah, I heard the question. The inspiration, it comes from a many different. You can be inspired by just driving down the road and something that I see, or, you know, something to just come to me. And the text that I write on, it's a wide range of different things. But
what
got me started was, you know, being pregnant. And, you know, so I just always wanted to write something for my child to let them know that I would always be there if no one else would.
Okay, okay. We look like we got another caller on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Caller, you're in the building. You're live with the Queen. Amen. You got Shafini Allen in the building. We'll have your name, please.
Hello.
Hello, hello. You're live on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. We got a 5-second delay. You know, we live.
Hello, this is Bunny.
Okay, Sister Bunny, how you doing?
And I love you, Feeny. Hi, Bunny, how are you?
Okay, you got a question for, obviously you know each other, amen, so you got a question or you just want to do your shout out? First of all, where you churching at down there?
Lakeland, Florida, New Birth Deliverance, Pastor Jones.
Okay, shout out Pastor Jones, New Birth Deliverance. Definitely, definitely, definitely. You got any more questions you have for Shafini Allen?
I just want to know, which poet influenced you?
Which poet?
Oh, that's a good question.
She said, which poet?
Yeah, she said, which poet influenced you?
It definitely would have been Maya Angelou.
Phenomenal woman. I hear that. That's the legend there. That's the legend. Woman of God, Maya Angelou. Amen, amen. You got any more questions for the Queen before we let you go, caller?
After you write your poems, do you go through a lot, like, in racing and, like, putting in, putting out? Or do you just write through, you know, every word, or do you just write freely?
No, definitely, definitely. When I write the poems, I'm always scratching, filling in the blanks. I erase. I do a lot of crossing out. I start poems, and I and then I go back days later. It just all depends what the Lord has given me at that time to finish writing or to complete a poem.
Wonderful. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and I love you, and I love your poems. I listen to them too much. And
I love you too.
See you tomorrow.
Well, that's good. You got some hometown love going on up in there. Amen. The number for tonight is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got another caller calling in on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Caller, can I have your name, please?
My name is Hayward Allen.
Hayward Allen. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm blessed, man. I want to thank y'all for what y'all doing.
Oh, and, yeah, it's no problem, man.
And I want to give a shout-out to Sean Freeman.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And I want to let them know, this her brother, I want to let her know that she helped me in my walk with Christ by looking at what her and my other sister doing as single mothers, and it helped me know that no matter what kind of struggle I'm going through, they single mothers, and it's hard as a single mother to make it as far as they done made it. And they inspired me to walk with Christ, man. They helped inspire my walk with Christ, man, and I support them with everything they do.
Thank you.
And I ain't never really get the chance to tell them, but I figure now's the best time.
Because
God is good.
Man, to have an effect on your household, man. I was even touched on that. I was touched. I felt that. That was real. That was authentic. Man, that's love right there. Let them know where you're churching at, amen, where you're fellowshipping at, where you're dropping in at the church at.
Family Worship Center. Family Worship Center with Pastor Reggie Scarborough.
Okay, Pastor Reggie Scarborough. Okay, okay. Shout out to Pastor down there, amen. You got any more questions, bro, before we let you go?
That's it, man. Just God is good, man. You can do all things through Jesus, man, who strengthens us.
Man, he's definitely taking you to another level for you to come over here and just celebrate your sister like that, man. That's a blessing, man. We just pray nothing but blessings on you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank y'all for what y'all doing. All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. All right, my brother. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. The Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got the queen in the building, Poetess. Amen. Sean Feeney Allen from Lakeland, Florida. Amen. We're about to get into another one of her spoken pieces. Amen. Tell us about The Visual Chaser.
The Visual Chaser... It's basically, you know, instead of following the world, follow Christ.
Mm.
And it's just that simple. Instead of following the world, follow Christ.
Mm, you heard it there. Well, y'all heard it there first from the queen. She said follow Christ, amen. So we're going to get into that visual chaser right now. Pastor Hill, go ahead and drop that for us. Okay, seems like we're having a little technical difficulties. Apparently it shut down radio, switchboard, everything, amen. Everybody want to get at the queen, amen. So we're going to rock out a little bit more, amen, until we get our situation under hand. No problem. We got it all under control. So what's the title for your spoken word project that we can expect for you to be doing once you get everything together and put them on a CD? What's going to be the name and the title of that CD?
Quite put a title to it all yet, again, because I write on, you know, a variety and range of topics. So
Right. Basically
when I find all of them, I'm not sure, but it's going to be something that has to do with, you know, the spirit. But I haven't titled it yet. But as soon as I do, I will let everyone know. I have a YouTube channel as well, so, you know.
Okay, well. We get messages, amen. Brothers want to know, is she married? Oh, my God. I got to ask. Brothers want to know, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Lord have mercy. Listen here, brothers. I know the Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But, my God, can we do the interview? Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Okay, brother. She says she isn't married. Amen. Okay. Now, what are you listening to as far as gospel artists? What are you listening to right now? What's in your play deck?
It has to be Tracy Cobbs, Break Every Pain.
And
I Told the Storm, Greg O'Quinn, and Joyful Noise. Those are the two songs when you just need to let it all go. That's what I listen to.
My God, my God, my God. So what is it about Tasha Cobbs that really ministers to you?
She's just so powerful. The songs that she sings and the words that, you know, that comes from her, those, it's just powerful. They move your spirit. If anything she sings doesn't move anyone's spirit, then something is definitely wrong.
So, okay. So how long you been saved?
I was 7 years.
Wow, 7 years. So what are some of the struggles we're going to get into a little bit of the meat of it. What's some of the things that you went through as a single mother during those 7 years, being saved? I mean, because, you know, we all got a story. Some of us come from the streets, some of us come from the club, some of us come from, you know, the drugs, the lifestyle, and all of that stuff. I know when we initially get saved, we take a lot of stumbles. Some of us take a lot of falls. Some of us had to go through certain wilderness experiences in order to get right. You know, what are some of the things that you can relate to the sisters, that you can give the sisters out there who are single mothers, who may be like, girl, I'm in the church and I'm dealing with this dude. I just don't know. He treat me wrong. I just don't know. I mean, how can a sister overcome situations like that when it's like, I got this one check and I got to get diapers, I got to get formula, I got to pay my tithes, and I'm trying to live right. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling vulnerable. How we deal with that?
Pray. You have to fall down to your knees, pray, and cry. They will do a lot of crying. You have to cry. You have to cry out to God and pray to God that you need him to help you wherever you're weak at. And that's my prayer. Lord, when I'm weak, make me strong. And he'll do it. He'll do it. I mean, it's definitely being a single mother. I'm faced, too, with, you know, different men. And, you know, if they're feeling vulnerable or whatever. But if it ain't right, then you know it's not right. You can't bless a mess. So if you know it's not right, if God didn't put it there, it's not going to work out. It'll never work out if God isn't in it. And, you know, after you know, stumbling on that a couple of times, it was just like, Lord, help. I need help. Lord, help me in this area. And when I got it right, I got it right. And it's just, there is nothing anybody can say to me to make me detour from, you know, where I've come from and where I'm at now. I've detoured, you know, just life, just different experiences, different things that come up. And the enemy, he comes to kill, you know, he comes to kill you and destroy you. He comes to steal your joy. And anybody that steals my joy, I'm done. I'm done. I can't let anybody take my joy away from me and then I go cry out to God, asking for that same joy back. So if they just have to get down on their knees and cry. And God will supply all of your needs. But, you know, people will tell you, well, I don't have the money. If I say this, I won't have it, but that's a lack of faith. So if they just put their faith in God, if they put their faith in God, he'll supply all their needs. He'll do it. He will do it. Because he is God.
My God, my God, my God. So let me ask you something. So,
chasing up the rainbows that lead to dead end roads, roadblocks, and closed doors. Your God is your navigation system. Let him turn you around. Take an oath to love him with all of your heart. Quit living life as if it was a fairy tale and understand that damnation is real. The enemy lurks day and night, waiting to devour you as soon as you get off track. Once God sets you on the right track, never look back. The devil finds great satisfaction in that. God is the answer. Like a digital camera, he'll help you regain focus. He'll give you a clearer picture instead of a dark visual. Trust and obey. Let God lead the way. The road that lies ahead will be glorious. It'll lead you to victory. It will offer you success over mess, leaving you equipped with all the knowledge you need to pass Satan's test.
Yeah. We had a little technical difficulties, but I guess the Holy Ghost just released that one even in the middle of conversation. Like, yeah, hold that. Which one was that right there, Queen?
That was the visual chaser, and it kind of fit right in with the, you know, the question you had asked about. You know,
that's God right there. That's God. He has full control over this broadcast. Believe that. Amen. Amen. Wow. Amazing. Amen. What was your inspiration on that?
Again, the visual chaser, the inspiration. It's so easy to get off track.
So easy.
It's very easy to get off track. But if you stay focused, God has something for you. You know, you will be rewarded, but you just have to stay focused. Some people don't want to wait. You know, they're like, oh, it's taking too long, or, you know, nothing's going to work, or, you know, as long as it takes.
I think we got another caller. You're live on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Caller, are you there? Okay, I guess we don't have a caller. Amen, amen, amen. So, where can people get a hold of you at? What's your address or your contact information as far as where people can get contact, get you in their churches to book you? How can people get in contact with you as far as to book you in their churches? Pastors, you can give out an email, or if you have management representation, however they may reach you, good, you can do so at this time.
Okay, The email is, they can reach me at my name, which is S-H-A-U-N-F-E-N-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at yahoo.com. I text that all day long. I get messages on that all day long. My YouTube channel is Time for a Change. They can send messages there. But those are my two ways right now that I can be contacted.
Amen, amen. And y'all please excuse the broadcast on tonight. We usually run pretty efficient, amen. We are loaded on tonight, amen. Phones off the chain, 347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got the poet that's in the building, Shamfini Allen, amen. Special guest. Also like to give a special shout-out to Warfield Records, amen. Warfield ENT, amen. Shout-out to Rod Bolo, amen, down there in Bluffton, amen. Shout-out to them, amen. Definitely crew love always. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So definitely, what is next for you? What's in the future? What's in the future? Does it look even brighter? I know it does since Christ in your life. How does it look?
Wherever God leads, I ask God to open up doors daily, nightly, and, you know, it just seems that I've been, you know, the doors are opening. The doors are definitely opening for the poetry. And every day, the poetry just, it seems like it's coming stronger and stronger. So basically, I'm just looking to do this CD and get this book out so I can inspire others.
Okay, so you, my last question before we get into the next one, my last question. You're preaching. You're preaching yet. You feel the call in the ministry.
I'm not sure on the preaching, but definitely in the praise and worship side. On the praise and worship side, I'm headed that way. That's where I'm leaning towards. So wherever the Lord takes me with that.
Amen, amen. All right, I guess we're going to get into this last piece, amen, talking about the chance, amen. If it's already set to go, DJ, go ahead and spin that chance right now.
Realistically, not statistically speaking, we've all been through some things and we've all endured our share of pain. But don't ever let that define you or take the character out of your name. Instead, use it to bring upon change. Change for a better you. Use your blocks as stepping stones to step into your next level. Then ask God to elevate you. To new heights, you will soar. Hurt, pain, crying, heartache, heartbreak, financial blocks, burdens will be no more. He'll release you from all bondages and chains. But you got to keep in mind that on your journey, during your transformation from worldly and ungodly things that the enemy don't like, change. And will do whatever it takes to get you off your game. So you got to stay prayed up and be continuously ready to rebuke him at all times in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. Oh, I'm feeling that real heavy. I like that. You cranked it up on that one. Yeah, you could.
I was doing that one too. You know, you just realistically, you know, people think they're the only ones that go through this stuff. But in reality, I don't care who you are. You're going to be challenged with something. And people just think they're the only ones. And that's just to let you know you're not. And whatever you're going through, just give it to God and let him lead. Let him pull you out of whatever you're going through. Because there's hope. There's hope. And some people don't think there's ever hope, but there's hope.
Amen. Amen. I like that one. I could hear the pain. I could hear, like, look, you don't know. Why don't you just stand? Look, take this chance. And you know, it's like you came with it on that one. I like that one. I like that one a lot. And listen, Queen, so your pieces are very – it's short and it's sweet to the point and stuff like that. You ever thought about doing like a little bit longer. We know like a lot of spoken word artists such as Black Ice and various other poets out there. They, you know, they got probably like 5 or 6 minutes. You feel the need to like to give us like more of the dimensions of where God has you at right now in the spoken word realm?
As far I put on paper what the Lord gives me at that time. Now, I do have, and I've noticed, and I, the point is there. You know, the point is there. For some reason, when I get it, the point is there. The point is made within that first minute or, you know, minute and a half, the point is there. But it just depends. It depends on what I'm writing about, as far as the length of the topic goes. It just depends on what I'm writing about. And I do, it just depends. It depends on what I'm given at that time as far as the list goes.
Well, you know what? That's good, because when you do your CD, if you keep having a minute and a half, 2 minute pieces, you're going to have like 20 pieces on that CD, so it'll be good. You have like 20 pieces on the CD, and it'll be good. Thank you.
Over and, you know, it'll never run out. They'll wake up and they'll still be on, you know.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Listen, Queen, we definitely thank you for rocking out on there with us. You definitely got to come back. Amen. We're definitely going to make it happen. Amen. And get all the poets. Amen. We'll definitely do something for the spoken word. Amen. Because they, you know, folks always say, well, you know, y'all always doing national artists. Y'all never show nobody no love and stuff like that. You know, we can come down because, you know, the Lord tells us to come down. Amen. You know, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. Come on now, somebody. You understand what I'm saying? We get our rewards and our blessing from heaven. Amen. Yes. We don't get our blessing from man. Amen. We get it from the Lord. Let's be clear. Amen. You know, Bible in full effect. Amen. So definitely we thank you, woman of God. Go ahead and give your information out one more time for all my pastors, all my apostles, prophets listening in, if they definitely want to get you in the building. Also, shout out to Chris Jones. Man, he's an anointed spoken word artist, amen. If you got your YouTubes and social media sites, Google Chris Jones, man. This brother will stand in your church boldly and just go hard with the spoken word. Chris Jones, be on the lookout for that brother, amen. I definitely had talked to him, amen. He will be coming soon, amen, to the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Be on the lookout for that. But go ahead and give your information out at this time.
Okay.
Oh, hold on 1 second. We got a ram in the bush. Got a ram in the bush, amen. Carla, it looks like you're one of the last ones on the Kingdom Gospel program. Give us your name, please. Hello, Carla, are you there? Hello,
sorry.
Okay, you gotta turn your radio down. We got about a five, six second delay, so you can hear me in the proper timing. What's your name? You got a question for the Queen?
I want to give a shout out to my nigga Fari. She my nigga. She my day one nigga. She been there from day one, and I love her.
Okay, thank you for calling the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Queen, you want to say anything to the caller?
It almost sounds like my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm like, okay,
bye.
Yeah.
Hello, caller, are you there?
It sounds like what?
Okay.
It almost sounded like my daughter, but if it was, I love you.
Okay. Well, amen. Mommy says she loves. She sends love to her daughters. Amen. Okay. Well, amen. We come to the end of the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Any last words, Queen, before we let you go? Amen. Know you're a busy woman of God. Amen.
Again, the YouTube channel is Time for a Change. My name is Shantene Allen, ShaunteneAllen at yahoo.com.
Amen. Well, y'all heard it here. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all these announcements, amen, for the next coming broadcast. Amen. Like I said, tomorrow night on the Mantle of God, amen, empowerment program, we got the prophet Sean Morris. He will be in the building. I'm talking about Deshaun Morris, international prophet, amen, to the nations, amen. Amen. He's been rocking out with Benny Hinn and all of them. He will be here tomorrow night. Govern yourself accordingly. There is a word from the Lord in the building. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Write it down. Tell mom and them. Tell daddy and them. Tell that no good man out there. Say, hey, sit down and listen to this with me. And call up. Amen. There's a word for him, too. The prophet will definitely be in the building. Amen. Also, next Sunday, we will have the Russell delegation. Amen. We're going to be dropping that smash. I'm talking about Almighty God that features Lucretia Campbell. Amen. Let's be clear. Also, the group consists of Lisa McClendon and various other artists. We'll be previewing that project, the Russell delegation, next Sunday. And then the following Monday, January 27th, we're going to have Dr. Alicia Broughton, Ph.D., in the building. She is anointed evangelist. She talks kingdom business. I'm talking about millionaire status. She's a coach, a real coach. You know what? You got a business that you need to get off the ground, kingdom business. Definitely mark that on your calendar. January 27th, it's going down. And also February the 2nd, amen, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. It will be our Tear the Church Up segment of the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. We will have none other than the Stella Award nominees. The gospel legends will be in the building. I'm talking about tear your church up from across the country. These boys will tear a church up. These boys will be in the building February the 2nd. And then on February the 3rd, we got the Apostle D. Edward Penn, amen. We talking about the apostolic mantle, amen. And hold on, caller, before I go into one more. And also February the 9th, we will have Minister Stacy Ladisaw Jackson. You might know her for her R&B days singing with Johnny Gill. She will be in the building February the 9th, amen. Let's be clear, amen. You know what I mean? So she's an anointed woman of God. I talk with this woman on the phone. Let me tell you something. This woman of God, she's fire. Fire ministry, amen. So we definitely going to get it in. We got a whole lot. We booked up for the next 2 or 3 months, amen. And for all my listeners, all the artists that listen in, amen, just keep your emails coming, amen. We'll try to fit you in there, govern ourselves accordingly, amen. We're 20,000 listeners and growing, amen. I'm talking about EMG Radio, Nathan on the spot. That's how we do it, amen. We got one more call, it looks like. Everybody want to get at the queen. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller, before we close out, you got an opportunity. Speak now, forever, hold your peace. All right, we're going to get up on out of here, okay? Ghost holy, we out of here. We gone like the wind. The Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, shout out to Pastor Hill that makes it all happen, amen. I'll see you tomorrow night on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. Pastor Hill, go ahead and give us some music to rock out with.
Breath you gave, because of you, I was made. How could loving you be so wrong when you sit so high upon the heavenly throne? You're the Alpha, Omega, the Most High is God. How can one not love you with all of their heart? The woes of this world have never been greater than you. And the reason so many of us are lost? Well, it's because we're not seeking you. You're the unto my umbrella, the one that keeps me covered, the sun that keeps me shining, and your word keeps me grinding. You say have no other gods before you, yet this is the very thing the corrupt world teaches and shows us to do. If only we could get a good grip on the good book that teaches us about you, blinded eyes will be open, blocked hearts will begin flowing. Did they not teach you as kids that in Jesus you'll always have a friend? Trust and obey. Let God lead the way. He'll grace you with his love each and every day.
realistically, not statistically speaking, we've all been through some things and we've all endured our share of pain. But don't ever let that define you or take the character out of your name. Instead, use it to bring upon change. Change for a better you. Use your blocks as stepping stones to step into your next level. Then ask God to elevate you. To new heights, you will soar. Hurt, pain, crying, heartache, heartbreak, financial blocks, burdens will be no more. He'll release you from all bondages and chains. But you got to keep in mind that on your journey, during your transformation from worldly and ungodly things that the enemy don't like, change. And will do whatever it takes to get you off your game. So you got to stay prayed up and be continuously ready to rebuke him at all times in Jesus' mighty name. We spend so much of our time chasing after rainbows that lead to dead end roads, roadblocks, and closed doors. Use God as your navigation system. Let him turn you around. Take an oath to love him with all of your heart. Quit living life as if it was a fairy tale and understand that damnation is real. The enemy lurks day and night, waiting to devour you as soon as you get off track. Once God sets you on the right track, never look back. The devil finds great satisfaction in that. God is the answer. Like a digital camera, he'll help you regain focus. He'll give you a clearer picture instead of a dark visual. Trust and obey. Let God lead the way. The road that lies ahead will be glorious. It'll lead you to victory. It will offer you success over mess, leaving you equipped with all the knowledge you need to pass Satan's test.